You are listening to the Double A Club, and this is your host, NY Boom, and my co-host, Big Daz. We'll be talking about trending topics and healthcare. And basically, just as a disclaimer, just to let the listeners know that this is just basically on our opinions and speculations. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. Let's start off and kick off with our first topic.
So we went over, there's Rock the Bell Top 50 Beats. And now we're going to give you a list of honorable mentions that could have made that 50 beat. We believe, and probably, you know, to be honest with you, there's probably going to be so many other beats, because when I was researching this, I mean, like, this shit was outrageous. Like, I kept running into beats, and I'm like, oh shit, like, this was good. This is good. I had to, for me to pick my beats, I had to kind of, like, take the song itself out and take the lyrics, the MC out. And
out of it.
Like, listen to the beat. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, like, you know, to be honest with you, for it to be a good beat, for a good beat to make a list, it's literally almost gotta be like a classic song. You know what I'm saying? Or a song that's gonna be hidden generations.
Now you'll get a beat maybe that you didn't think was classic, and then when you hear it, you realize, okay, that was on another level. Like when I really started listening to, and like I said, sometimes you gotta look at the production of something to see how they got to there. That's why my appreciation of Shook Ones is really above and beyond, because it's not just a sample. Like, one day we're really going to have to sit and watch videos on how this song is broke down. But there's like this one sound where you get the dum, dum. Bro, that was so different and high pitches. And then he made it feel grimy. You know what I mean? Like, Shook Ones is definitely, like, I hate to say it this way, but if you need amp music to go by and pop somebody on the corner, Shook Ones is that amp music. Because you just feel like, I could, you know, I'm the meanest mother in the world. You know what I mean? That, and the vibe he put into that song. But when you see the samples he really took, bro, I'm telling you, take the time. We're done with this.
And just
listen to the samples. You will understand why the appreciation is crazy.
I'm gonna tell you this. I heard the original Shook Ones, and then I heard this part too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the original Shook Ones beat was okay. It wasn't that good, but what made it off was it didn't fit the song. It didn't fit the rhymers. It didn't fit the MC flow. It didn't fit at all. Like, that song was out of touch. You know?
Yeah.
This part two, this remake of it, this was perfect.
Agreed.
You know, this I'm gonna put it to you like this. Go to a Dominican restaurant, order yourself a tres gordes, and when you get that plate of mashed up mango with the fucking salchicha just crispy and the fried cheese on the side, perfectly neatly, not touched by anything. And then you see the eggs right there, sunny side up or however you like it. And then the oil from the fucking red onions just layered all over this. That's what Shook Ones Part 2 was.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah. But, all right. So let's get to our list, our personal list, and remember that this is just our personal opinion. This is what we believe. We could be missing a lot of songs. Don't beat us up for it. Forgive us. We could not listen to all 40 years of music, okay? Of hip-hop, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So this is what I ran into. So like I said, my categories, I had to change the way I did my categories. Because it was too difficult to pick beat. So, do you want to start off your list, or do you want me to start off?
Well, how many did you get?
I got 25. That's what you told me.
That is what I told you. But I forgot to do the list. Okay. But I do have 15.
Okay. Well, you want me to start and go by me? And I have some bump heads with you.
Yeah. Right,
so number one, I'm going with BDP, The Bridge Is Over. And I'm sorry, I am a little bit biased on this, but that is because the beat trembles my fucking heart. Once that beat starts, my heart starts collapsing. It's just something that happens. I don't know why. I can't explain it. It brings me back to memories of when I got shot at in the house party. I don't know. But that beat is an honorable mention because there's no way you cannot have that as one of the greatest beats ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that beat is a beat that you can use now.
Okay.
Number two, and I, you know, this might be a little bit of a surprise to you, Wesley, because I wasn't really a fan of Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel. But I had to put this song on because the beat is just crazy. Like, I heard this beat and I was like, what the fuck? This is really Melly Mel? No way. White Line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Bro, I
and that was a club thing, bro.
I could not believe that came from his camp.
Mm-hmm.
White Line.
Come on, bro.
That thing just makes me want to spit some lines right now. Oh, bro. Yeah. I'm breathing a little bit. All right, so number three for me was Outkast, Southern Player Listed, bro. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow, that's one I forgot about. Yeah, I agree with you on that. That
has to be on the list because that song just was incredible. I can only imagine the incredible work they put in the production of this beat.
I'm mad because, you know, that's one of my favorite songs by Outkast, and I did not think about that.
You know something? I didn't think about it either, and I just bumped into it, and I was like, yo, this got to be on the list. I have to eliminate a lot of Outkast's songs because a lot of Outkast's songs have some really good beats.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, I got to take some of these songs out because I can't have an Outkast list. So, Southern Player Listed made it. Number four for me is Time's Up by OC.
Yep. You know, I just re-downloaded that song.
Bro, that song.
Just re-downloaded that song.
I have it on my iPod, right? And on my iPod runs, it doesn't run random, it runs straight through, right? Like, by alphabet. And I'm in the gym, and I'm benching. I'm hitting the fucking, the bench press. And that fucking song comes up, and I'm like, oh shit. I feel like doing three plates now. I'm gonna push this bitch today. 315 going up easy. That song gets me, bro. If I hear that song in the car, bro, I accidentally hit 130 and don't even know it.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, number five, I had to put a Biggie Small song. And it's Victory.
Which one?
Victory.
Okay.
Number six is a sweet crush of mine. Too bad she's a lesbian. The Brat. And I had to put in Funkified.
Okay.
Number seven, MC8 song.
I forgot he was on MC8. I used to love him.
All for the Money, bro. All for that was that. When you think of West Coast gangster music, G music, All for the Money is like it fucking exemplifies gangster music.
Agreed.
Number eight, I put a song from Group Home, Superstar.
Yeah, that used to be your joint, bro.
That was a little banger, man, and I just, you know, I like I like the simplicity of the song because it used a drum, snare drum, snare, what the fuck you call it? Drum set, snare, whatever. It just used a simple beat and it was just so good, the beat. Like, everything they put behind that snare and drum set was just like, the melody was just beautiful in that beat. And it was just a good, it just became a good song.
Agreed.
I think without the beat, that song would have been trash.
Yeah, some beats just play, like I got some on my list and you'll see, but some beats create a song.
Yeah.
And I don't mean it like, if there's some lyrics that if you take those lyrics and throw them over any beat, it's still dope. Like, take most of Nas's lyrics and throw it over a beat, any different beat or a hotter beat, and it's a hotter song.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just some that you're like, okay, this fits to this perfectly.
Yeah. So, number 9 for me was a song from Remy Ma. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 10 was a song by Redman. I'm gonna let you guess.
Tonight?
No, but you're close. Time for some action.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know.
time for some action. And that's the thing, to be able to use vocals as the catalyst for the beat. Time for some action.
Yeah.
Like, you could play that beat, but without that time.
Yeah.
It's not the same beat.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have the rhythm for it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no.
It would be the same.
Like, it creates a song. Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Number 11 is a song from DMX, Get It On The Floor.
That's the, okay. See, now, I have more than 25. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
And you'll see 12. Why. Two of the ones you made me remember, so.
Okay, good. Number 12 is from Foxy Brown, The Beat, Brooklyn Anthem.
Yeah.
Bro.
I play that all the time, bro.
Bro, that joint.
Like, when I go into my Brooklyn set, you know, when I'm playing with Brooklyn and Brooklyn, yo, Foxy.
I'm
yeah,
just...
That
my,
joint
I'm
right
getting,
there.
I'm getting chills right now just thinking about that song, bro. It disappoints me that she just cut her career so short.
I just think she burned a lot. She's a little nutcase from what I hear.
Yeah,
so.
She is. All right, let's get to 13. Number 13, I know you're going to love this one. It's from June Jones, We Fly.
Oh, yeah, We Fly. Yeah, that was...
Bro,
yeah.
That shit was on the radio for 3 years.
Hold on, give me 1 second. Hold on.
They didn't want to get that shit out the radio, bro. That shit was so hot, bro.
Hold on. I just gotta.
Yeah.
Let's just do a little.
List?
Hold on. No. We just gonna do.
What you doing here?
I was going just a little piece.
Nah, I don't think we could do that, man. We can't do that.
Well, it depends on how long you play it. You can do this part. Okay, we good. Keep going.
Oh, man. So,
you know, I'm mad because we could actually, and maybe we'll go through our list next time we do this. We'll have our list, we'll save it, but then I'll grab the instrumentals and we'll find a way to play the instrumentals. We can't get in trouble for playing the instrumentals. It's the complete song, but maybe some of the stuff that we're playing that people might not know.
Yeah.
You know, we just got to find a way, but we'll discuss that.
Yeah. Number 14, I had to put him on because, I mean, people don't really consider him as a hip-hop artist, but he is a hip-hop artist, and a lot of his songs are just club bangers, and he has some incredible beats behind his music, and he's an incredible lyricist in my eyes, Pitbull.
Okay.
And I put The Anthem.
which is a dope beat.
Yes. You know, a lot of people would just dismiss him because they don't think he's a hip hop, but he is. He's completely hip hop.
Yeah.
He
started off as that, but just because he transitioned to dance.
Yeah. But it doesn't take that away from him. You know, number 15, it comes from the Yin Yang Twins. And it's Salt Shaker. I had to put this one on. And I want you to know that this is not in the court. This is not the order I'm putting it on. I'm just giving you.
Yeah, you're just naming them off. Now, is this Get Low or Wait?
No, Salt Shaker.
Oh, Salt. See? And that's another thing. Like, when I think of, like, beats, like, we all, like, as rappers, you know, and I remember when you used to rap, because I still never forget that Swarm on You Like Wombat. I'll remember that for the rest of my life. But you also got to remember, you know, when you're thinking about this, sometimes we're just like, yeah, that hard boom bap. No, you got to think of songs that really, really change the way we listen to it. You know, that Shake It Like a Salt Shaker. Put what? You know what I mean? And then that,
wait, do you see my...
Bro, the first time I was like, I'm not going to be able to play this, right?
Yeah.
I happened to be out here. I wasn't even in New York when that came out. I happened to be out here. And I went to this club, and mind you, it's a club that played hip-hop, but it mostly played, like, dance, and they would play the hot joints, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they threw this on, it changed the dynamics of the club. Girls is coming out. They want to dance with whoever, and it's just that, wait, you see my... And I'm like, wait, but he's whispering. Like, I like the song, right? But you have songs that you know, like, I like, but I don't know this going to get off in a dance setting. To watch that song transition and watch people and girls get out there and guys is on girls, wait, do you see my... What? Most definitely, sir.
And this song was also played in the Grammys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, even those people over there like this song. Like, this song was crazy.
Yes, it was.
Number 16 for me is Explosive by Dr. Dre.
Okay.
17, I put an EPMD song.
Okay.
Symphony 2000.
Okay.
18 is a Gangstar song for me, and I put up Mass Appeal.
I knew it was Mass Appeal.
Mass Appeal. I couldn't go with anything else, man. 19 comes from G-Dep. It's probably his only fucking popular song. Special Delivery.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
The way they twisted that Al Green, Yes, sir.
Number 20, I have an Eminem song, and it's Lose Yourself. I don't know how you cannot put this beat on.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't think much was done to that from the original, and that's probably why I'm not big on that. Okay, he had a lot of joints, but... You know, like, I really liked Slim Shady. Now, there's other beats that I like more than that, but there was nothing like that beat one, and there was nothing like his rhyme style, too, but let's, like we said, we're judging the beats.
Yeah.
But the reason why I bring up his rhyme style is I don't think anyone else during that time, now, I don't care if you're looking at Meth, I don't care if you're looking at Big, I don't care if you're looking at Pac. I don't think any other rapper could have made that beat what that beat became.
Yeah.
That dun, 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 dun. You know, rappers are like, nah, but his flow even made the beat nastier. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And that's what makes him special, because he flows with the beat.
With the beat, yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, he does his melody with the beat.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 21 for me was a 50 Cent song, Little Bit.
Okay.
22.
So I still play that in clubs. White girls love that in clubs. I'm trying to tell you, white girls love that more than black people. No, yeah, bro, you put I on bet. A little I bit bet. Out here and play. Oh, mm-hmm. my. White girls go crazy. Like, I
do. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Number 22, this is a song. If you are a DJ in a nightclub or any or a party and you're having a hard time trying to get the crowd to get on the dance floor, you play number 22. It comes from Mr. Cheeks, and it's Lights, Camera, Action.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
You know, I used to always tell you that. You'd be like, yo, play those boys if you want people to dance.
Play Lights, Camera, Action.
So, 23 is a song from Terror Squad. It's What You Gonna Do.
Okay.
24, I Had to Put Clips, and it's Mr. Me Too. And 25 is Dos Effects, They Want FX.
Now that's a good beat. That's a good beat.
Yeah.
That's a good beat. I had to stop.
I did run into...
Name them. You could go up to 30. Yeah. Name them. I'm liking this. Okay. Go ahead and name them, bro.
Okay. I did run into a Slick Rick song, Children's Story.
I picked the very same song. That beat
was surprisingly incredibly good.
Yeah, like, incredibly you can't...
Good.
You cannot, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and take that off my list. So it'll bring me back down to 30 songs, so I'm glad you mentioned it.
Okay.
But Children's Story is still that song I could play today. So I respect it. And it is one that I wind up remixing the most, too. So if I'm doing Children's Story, right, I will come back. And now that we have this stem separation, like, I'm always known as, well, you know yourself, as the mad scientist. Mm-hmm. And if anybody wants to know why I name myself the Mad Scientist, is I like to take different acapellas with different instrumentals, and I figured acapella is the brain, the instrumental was the body. So it was like putting two things together. But anytime that I want to make an R&B song hot, or maybe a new hip-hop song that kind of fits that BPM, I will 100% play Children's Story.
Mm. Yeah. Children's Story. And then another song that was surprisingly under my radar, and I bumped into, and I was like, yo, this gotta get on. It's from Joelle Ortiz, Brooklyn.
Okay.
And then my last one is from Cameron, Welcome to NYC, New York City.
Oh, most definitely.
Most definitely. And that is my list.
Thank you for listening to the AA Club. Listen to us next episode to continue this topic. If you want to reach us on the email, it is AA Club Podcast @gmail.com. Catch you on the next one.